Cecilia Morrison, Scottsdale, Arizona. In the fall of 2002, I had the opportunity to speak to a sellout crowd at Madison Square Garden in New York City with Robert Kiyosaki. Speaking in front of an audience of thousands of people isn't what I do normally. I'm a behind-the-scenes person at the Rich Dad organization. I came to the Rich Dad office to fill a temporary 2-week position. I had moved to Phoenix, Arizona to retire after many years of working in the manufacturing sector in the Midwest. During the past 4 years, I worked in just about every job in the Rich Dad organization in a part-time capacity, including accounting and customer service. I am now the event coordinator who takes care of Robert's scheduling, as well as ordering merchandise for Rich Dad events. I put my retirement plans on hold. I can usually be found with my notepad, referring to my list and taking notes. Did the product arrive? Do they have the stage set up properly? To tell the truth, most of the time in the past I listened to what was going on out front, but didn't really pay attention to it. That information, I figured, was for others, not for average people like my husband George and myself. In our late 50s, we're very independent people. So independent where money was concerned that we had no employer-supported pension and no retirement fund. As a self-employed part-time person, I set my own hours, and I don't receive any employee benefits. If you took the most financially conservative person you could find and put her in that back room, that person would be me. But that night, a different person stood on the stage at Madison Square Garden. It's no small matter to change from a lifetime's view of money and take a step toward financial independence, but we did it in a way we never would have considered if it were not for the Rich Dad information and the confidence I felt with my newfound knowledge. I grew up in Chicago, part of a strong, blue-collar Catholic family. My parents were Polish immigrants. My father worked in the steel mills while my mother raised 9 children. I became an accountant and worked for manufacturing companies. George became an independent contractor for a large computer company. We have 2 children. George and I made a lot of money and spent a lot of money. Still, we saved, like we were supposed to do, but we were always afraid to take money out of savings. We would earn income only as long as we got up Monday morning and went to work. We figured that we were comfortable. There was no need to go out there and shake the leaves. Working at the Rich Dad office, I read the books and played Cashflow 101 with my colleagues. I finally began to get the drift that being so fiscally conservative was not the safest route to financial security. For a while, I held fast to the notion that George and I could make changes some other time, some other day. 2 years ago, we bought a rental condo right after attending a real estate seminar, but we went with the safe route and used cash on hand instead of other people's money, i.e. the banks. Our cash flow was between $80 and $100 a month after expenses. It was a step, but it certainly wasn't going to allow us to retire. After attending another seminar where home equity loans were discussed, we realized that our home held a lot of investment potential. When we called a realtor to inspect our house to determine our equity, it turned out that the realtor was a Robert Kiyosaki junkie. We talked about real estate opportunities and ended up joining an LLC, which stands for Limited Liability Corporation, with the realtor and 8 other people. The idea was to leverage the $25,000 that each person was contributing in order to purchase a large real estate property in the $1 million to $1.5 million range that none of us could afford on our own.